But today I would like to talk briefly about one of the more well-known stories in the Bible, the parable of the Good Samaritan, found in Luke 10, verses 25 through 37. Now, this parable, spoken by Jesus, challenges us not only to understand what it means to love our neighbor, but also to embody that love in our daily lives. Let's go ahead and read. If you don't mind turning with me there to Luke 10, and we'll begin in verse 25. Luke 10 and verse 25. And behold, a lawyer stood up to put him to the test, saying, "Teacher, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" He said to him, "What is written in the law? How do you read it?" And he answered, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your strength, with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself." And he said to him, "You have answered correctly. Do this, and you will live." But he, desiring to justify himself, said to Jesus, "And who is my neighbor?" Jesus replied, "A man was going down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He fell among robbers who stripped him and beat him and departed, leaving him half dead. Now by chance a priest was going down that road, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. So likewise a Levite, when he came to the place and saw him, passed by on the other side. But a Samaritan, as he journeyed, came to where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion. He went to him, bound up his wounds, pouring on oil and wine. Then he set him on his own animal, brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And the next day he took out 2 denarii, gave them to the innkeeper, saying, 'Take care of him, and whatever more you spend, I will repay you when I come back.' Which of these three do you think proved to be a neighbor to the man who fell among the robbers?" He said, it's a pretty easy multiple choice question, I think, for most of us here, all of us here. And he said, "The one who showed him mercy." And Jesus said to him, "You go and do likewise." The Samaritan doesn't just feel sympathy. He takes action. He bandages the man's wounds. He pours oil and wine on them, basically pulling out his first aid or trauma kit, places him on his own donkey or in his car, takes him to an inn or hotel to look, and goes down to the front desk and says, "Hey, please look after this guy, okay? I'll give you my credit card. You know, if you need anything else to take care of him, put it on the card." Perhaps tipping the staff a good generous amount as well to make sure he was well taken care of. I'd say that he certainly exceeded what some might call the extra mile. In this story, it turns social norms on their head. The Samaritan, the outsider, someone you wouldn't typically expect. You know, you might half expect someone from the priesthood, you know, or the Levitical priesthood to take mercy on this guy, but they didn't. When I think about that, and I think about myself, if something were to happen to me on the side of the road, and I was robbed, I was beaten, I was left for dead in a ditch on the side of the road, I could only hope to be rescued by someone like this, and what that might mean to me. And of course, I think, brethren, this is exactly what Jesus wants from us. He wants us to be not only people who make the decision to do these things, he wants us to be this way, to live it, to be it in our hearts and our minds, to be living in such a state that an act like this is who we are. So considering just who some of our neighbors might be, this might present quite the challenge to many of us, including myself. Because this act the Samaritan performed was pretty incredible. It seems to indicate that that's who he was. Brethren, how might we become more equipped to act so that when we have an opportunity to be there for someone, it's a much more natural act. It's who we are. And there's only so much that we can do on our own. We're not called to do this on our own. We need to be alive and filled with God's Holy Spirit, and without it, we're going to find it impossible to serve God in the way that we should. Please turn with me to Luke 24 and verse 49. Luke 24 and verse 49. And Jesus says, I am going to send you what my Father has promised, but stay in the city until you have been clothed with power from on high. Brethren, this and other scriptures show that God actively uses his Spirit within us to accomplish things we wouldn't ordinarily be able to accomplish on our own. Again, if we look at Zechariah 4 and verse 6, Zechariah 4 and verse 6, and I'll just read it to you. Then he said to me, this is the word of the Lord to Zerubbabel, not by might, nor by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord of hosts. Who are you, O great mountain? Before Zerubbabel, you shall become a plain. And God certainly isn't holding it back from us. As Jesus stated in Luke 11, verse 13. Let's turn there, Luke 11, verse 13. Luke 11 and verse 13. If you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give the Holy Spirit to those who ask? We have but to ask. And finally, brethren, the Good Samaritan seems to embody pretty much everything in Galatians 5 and verse 22. Please turn with me there. Galatians 5 and verse 22. The fruits of the Spirit. Galatians 5 and verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, forbearance, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things there is no law. I'd like to challenge each of us to reflect on our lives this week. Think about the places where we may have an opportunity to show compassion. And it's not always going to be something as involved as what happened with the Samaritan. It's often as simple as lending an ear to someone who needs a shoulder to cry on, a simple service to perform for those in need. When we engage in acts of compassion, we are not merely checking off a box on our Christian duty list. We are participating in the very essence of who God is. Brethren, let's remember that loving our neighbor is not just a command, it's a way of life that reflects the heart of God. Let's embody the love in this parable in our daily encounters with our full being. Let us ask God to give us the eyes to see the needs of others, the hearts to feel compassion, and the courage to act on that compassion. And by his Spirit, let us be the Good Samaritan.